here. This broken down egg beater's just had it. Might as well be doing heavy construction.
More coffee, sweetheart?
No thanks, Peter.
If you two are whispering about what to get me for my birthday, you can just knock it off. I don't want any gifts this year.
You have a birthday coming up, Grandma?
Oh, aren't you the kidder? As if you didn't know it's tomorrow. I mean, no fancy gifts. There's nothing in the world that I need. Oh, this old broken down beater is giving me a hand cramp.
Bubba, pass the funnies.
If you give me the sports section.
I'll keep saying I should get one of them cordless electric beaters. Can you imagine that? Cordless. She said she can take them anywhere. I can make pancakes out in the backyard if I want it.
Who's got Ann Landis?
They come in 6 decorator colors, but I like the pink.
Oh, that Snoopy cracks me up.
Iola says that them cordless beaters in pink are on sale for $39.95 down at Raymart. $39.95. Of course, what the hell does she know?
Hey, would you look at this? Raymart is having a huge sale.
Oh, what a surprise. I wonder what's on page A3.
Listen to this. Black imitation satin bed ensemble. The feel of satin for the price of polyester. Baby, I want this.
Good Lord, Naomi. Fancy sheets on a fold-out sofa?
Black satin goes very well with green naga hide. I want this. It's only
$29.95. Oh, gee, I don't know, Skeeter. That's an awful lot of money.
$30 is too much to spend on our love buggy? I shall remember that the next time you want to thumb a ride.
Whew, boy, oh boy. Sometimes I wonder if pancakes are worth all this trouble.
Hey, look at this ad.
The beater?
No, a digital solar watch.
Wow.
Listen to these features. Compass, beeper, heart rate, and calculator. It's even got a smoke detector.
It's so important to know when your arm is on fire.
Only $19.95. Oh, Mama, you just got to loan me the money.
Loan you the money? I might have known you'd be short of cash at birthday time.
Hey, Grandma, what about our pancakes?
Oh, yeah. There you go. Drink up.
Well, what got into her?
Oh, women always get cranky around their birthdays, especially when they've had as many as Mama.
Say, Uncle Vent, what are you going to get Grandma?
The best present ever.
Go see if she's gone upstairs.
Coast is clear.
Follow me. Stand guard. Take a gander at this. I made it myself.
Holy cow! What is it?
A cocktail belt. You know, for dressy occasions. It's even got her initials on the buckle.
M.H.?
Mama Harper.
Uncle Vince, this is really unbelievable.
Isn't it? I tell you, there is nothing like a gift you made yourself to get Mama all teary-eyed.
Yeah, well, if this doesn't make her cry, nothing will.
Oh, Bubba, you get that. I gotta hide this.
Well, hey, Mr. Carstairs. Uncle Vin, your boss is here.
Sorry.
Well, Mr. Carstairs, what a surprise. Come on in.
This is not a social call, Harper. I got a little problem.
What's wrong? Lock yourself out of the key store again?
No, Harper. As you probably know, today's my wedding anniversary. Mother and I have been married for 35 years.
Is that the problem?
No, I'm getting to it. You see, every year she snoops around until she finds her anniversary gift. And then she laughs and she says, "Oh, Daddy, you're never going to surprise me." Well, this year I'm going to fool the old bloodhound.
You're not going to buy her a gift?
That key grinder gets to you after a while, doesn't it? No, Harper. This year I'm going to hide Mother's anniversary gift in the one place she'd never dream I'd leave it.
Where?
With you.
Me?
Look at that. Look at that bracelet. Sterling silver hearts, genuine diamond chips.
Oh.
Harper, I'm asking you to hide $200 worth of silver and diamonds. Do you think you can handle it?
Yes, sir. It'll be in safe hands.
Fine. I'll pick it up tonight.
Don't you worry. You can depend on me.
I cannot believe that Vinton didn't want this sheet set. Look, it even includes pillow shams.
Do they only come in black?
That is what you need for the satin look. Oh, I just know that Vinton and I could conceive our baby on these sheets.
Well, at least they're permapress.
You two girls are doing any gift wrapping. I'm about to come in there. Oh, just sitting there, huh?
Well, Thelma, I need to borrow your crystal cake stand.
Oh, you do now. Making a cake, are you?
Uh-huh. Tomorrow's Mother's Bridge group. I thought I'd bake a bunt.
Tomorrow? The 16th?
That's right. You don't need it, do you?
Hell no. Around this house, I'll be lucky to get a Twinkie with a candle in it.
What is your problem, Miss Harper? You were the one that said no fuss, no gifts.
Well, since when do you listen to me? What in the world is this?
Oh, Thelma, that box is from Vandercleef's.
I'm literate, Iola. I can read.
Vandercleef, so I love their jewelry.
To my darling mother. This is from Vinton.
Vinton bought you something at Vandercleef's?
Well, that gracious boy. Well, I can't wait. I've got to open it.
Oh, no, you shouldn't.
If she doesn't, I will. What is in that thing?
Oh, my word.
Oh!
Sterling silver.
Oh, and those have got to be diamond chips.
He shouldn't have done this.
Boy, you can say that again. How dare he give diamonds to an old woman while his wife is stuck sleeping on worn-out sheets with a ratty chenille bedspread? Happy birthday, Mrs. Harper.
Lord, jealousy is an ugly thing. Oh, Iola, have you ever seen anything so beautiful?
Oh, not since Princess Di's wedding.
Imagine that precious boy surprising me like this. Well, I just can't let him do it. Come on.
Thelma, what are you doing?
Well, Iola, my only son, just spent a small fortune on a gift for me. I'm doing what any grateful mother would do. I'm taking it back.
Oh, Skeeter, are you a sight for sore eyes? I have had me a rough day.
Hold it. I saw what you were giving your mama for her birthday.
You peeked in the buffet? That was supposed to be a surprise.
Well, it most certainly was. Vinton, I want an honest answer. Who do you love more, your mama or me?
Do I have to decide now? I just got home.
Oh, never mind. It's obvious that you would never give me a gift like that.
Well, I didn't know you wanted one.
Honey, of course I want one. I want one exactly like it, only bigger.
Oh, now, don't be silly, honey. Yours could never be bigger than Mama's.
Oh, I see. So your mama is the leader of the band around here, and I am stuck playing second fiddle?
Oh, now, Skeeter.
Boy, Iola, I'll tell you what, there is nothing like having cash in your hand at Raymart.
Thelma, you were a shopping tornado. It was like going for broke on sale of the century.
Yeah, nothing pleases me more than bringing joy and happiness to my beloved family. Bubba, get your butt downstairs! Naomi, drag it on in here!
Thelma, aren't you going to wrap their gifts first?
For this bunch? Hell, all they care about is the loot.
Hey, Grandma, what's up?
Come on, hurry up, get in here. Well, this had better be important.
Nothing is more important than putting a little sunshine into your lives.
Mama, are you all right?
Never better. I've been on a little shopping spree, and guess who for? Bubba, this is for you. I don't know what it is, but the cover was so repulsive, I figured you'd love it.
Grandma, that's my favorite band. Spilled Brains.
Now, it was between them and Hairballs from Hell. What else we got, Naomi? Could it be? I think it is an imitation satin bed ensemble.
Aww.
There you go, sweetie. Conceiving good health.
Harper, I'm speechless.
Good, let's keep it that way.
All right, let's see what else I got.
I believe that this has Iola Boylan's name on it.
What? Thelma, I'm so touched. My own crystal cake stand.
Now, when did you find time to get this without me knowing?
When you went looking at them gravity boots for your mother.
I thought maybe I could hang her up while I vacuum.
Well, let's see now. Is there anybody I forgot?
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Well, Benton, you gotta go potty.
Is there something in there for me, Mama?
Yes, there is. Now, I want you to think back to breakfast this morning. What was it you wanted real bad?
Pancakes.
That's close enough. There you go, baby.
Oh, Mama, my digital solar watch. Oh, it's even made in Korea.
Oh, and looky here, there's even something for Thelma. A cordless electric mixer in pink. Ah, I feel a meringue coming on.
Wow, this is great. We all got something we wanted.
Mama, how come you're being so nice to us all of a sudden?
Well, it's because of you.
Me?
Yeah, baby, because of your generosity. See, I found the gift that you were going to give me.
Has everybody peeked?
Well, I couldn't accept such a wonderful present. So with the money I got for it, I went back and bought all these gifts.
Somebody gave you money for my present?
$182.50, to be exact.
I didn't know it'd be worth that much.
Well, isn't that what you paid for it?
Paid? You told me you made that.
I did.
Oh, honey, come on. You couldn't possibly make a bracelet with diamond chips.
What bracelet?
My bracelet, the one in the buffet.
Mama, that's not your bracelet.
Why, it's I read the card. It said to my darling mother.
You're not my darling mother. Mrs. Carstairs is.
You bought a bracelet for Mr. Carstairs' mother?
Not for his mother, his wife.
You bought jewelry for another man's wife?
I didn't buy anything. Mr. Carstairs bought that bracelet for his wife's 35th anniversary. He asked me to hide it for him.
You mean you didn't buy that bracelet for me?
Mama, I wouldn't spend that kind of money on you.
My baby!
Oh, brother, I should have known this was too good to be true.
Mama, how could you do such a dumb thing? What am I going to say to Mr. Carstairs when he comes for the bracelet?
Oh, calm down, Benton. There's no need to panic here. Good Lord. I will accept full responsibility for this whole mess.
Hello, Mrs. Harper.
Benton, it's for you.
Mama, what are we going to do? Mr. Carstairs is here for the bracelet.
I know. I just figured maybe if we're real quiet, he'll think we've all gone to bed. Well, that shoots that theory all to hell.
Look, the rest of us will stall him while you and Iola go back down to Vandercleef's and buy back that bracelet.
Good answer. Good answer.
We can't. Vandercleef's closes at 5.
Oh.
Oh, darn. Why couldn't he be like every other husband? Buy his wife some toilet water at the all-night Rexall.
Harper, I know you're in there.
Oh, it's no use. He's too clever for us. Mama, open the door.
Carstairs, what a pleasant surprise. Come on in here.
It's about time. I was on the verge of picking the lock. Okay, Harper, give me the bracelet.
You see, Mr. Carstairs, it's like this.
Where are your manners? I don't believe that Mr. Carstairs has met everyone. Well, you know Vinton, and, of course, his lovely wife, Naomi.
What's happening, Mr. Carstairs?
This is my grandson, Bubba.
Nice to
see you. We've met.
Yeah, but I don't believe that you have been formally introduced to our lovely neighbor, Iola Boylan.
Oh, well, it is a pleasure to meet you. At long last.
You know, Iola is a fascinating person. Iola, why don't you go ahead and tell Mr. Carstairs all about yourself?
Oh, well, all right. I was born in a house right across the street.
And you grew up, and here you are. Now, Harper, where's the bracelet?
I don't have the bracelet. It's back at Vandercleef's.
What? You took it back to the store, you nitwit?
Well, actually, I'm the nitwit who took it back. I thought it was a birthday present for me.
He wouldn't spend that kind of money on you.
I know! Said to my darling mother, I guess I just should have known it was from a husband to his wife. What the hell you call your kids anyway, grandma and grandpa?
What have you done to me? I spent $200 on a bracelet for my wife, and now I have nothing.
Now, don't you worry, Mr. Carstairs. I'll write you a check for the full amount.
Yeah, provided you don't try to cash it for a couple of days.
You don't understand. Mother is in the car waiting for her gift. She's not about to accept a two-party check.
Well, I'm sure she'll understand if you just explain it to her. Or maybe not.
Did you hear that, honk? Now, I need a gift, and I need it now.
A gift, of course you do. I'm sure we got something here that Mother would love. Look at this. Imitation satin sheets.
Oh, no!
Oh, hush up. This will make a perfect anniversary gift.
Well, these won't do. They're for a fold-out sofa.
Well, forget them then. There's plenty more where that came from. Come on, you deadbeats, give.
Oh, I'm sure that Mother already has spilled brains.
One only gives crystal on the 15th anniversary.
So true. I believe the 35th is something digital. I bet your mother would just love this solar-powered watch. You know, she could recharge her batteries and get a tan at the same time.
No, this is all wrong. Wow, why did I let that salesman talk me into that bracelet? I should have given her what she was hidden for all along.
What's that?
One of those cordless electric mixers.
No!
Does she like pink?
No, not my mixer! This is for my birthday!
Mama.
Who knows how many more I'm gonna have?
Mama, turn loose. If you don't, I'm gonna switch it on.
You mother beater.
Thank you. Thank you, Harper. This, you're a lifesaver. And don't worry about the difference in price. I'll take that out of your salary. Coming, precious!
Shoot. To think I had my cordless mixer right here in my hands and you gave it to him. You might as well have given away my heart.
Oh, now, Mama, don't take on so. Hey, what you need is a little lift. I'm going to give you my present a day early.
Well, that's a good idea, honey.
Yeah, that ought to cheer Thelma right up.
Here you go.
Well, it's lovely paper. I feel better already.
Go ahead, Grandma, open it up.
Yeah, I made it myself.
Good night, Louise. What the hell is this?
It's a cocktail belt.
Oh, I get it. You need a couple drinks to put it on.
Well, model it for us, Grandma.
Well, Ben, it's a shame you didn't make it a little longer. We could have used it to TP the house. Well, this is just great. Now all I need is a six-shooter and the OK Corral.
You're welcome, Mama. There, you see? Everything worked out for the best. Now, each of us has a great gift.
Give me back that lunch. Rest of your fork over all this junk, too. First thing tomorrow, it's all going back.
But you gave it to us.
Yeah, well, I won't make that mistake again. From now on, I'm not giving my family anything but hell.